Valentine's Day tomorrow has Shelley Fraser-Mickel thinking about those infatuations we call puppy love.
We call it puppy love, but it doesn't have anything to do with puppies. In fact, I think we should probably get it right and up to date and call puppy love what it really is, a significant kindergarten relationship. The bottom line is, when children are 4, 5, and 6, they begin practicing more than the ABCs and 2 plus 2. Out there on the playground, they are discovering a whole new world that goes like this. Sue likes Billy, and Billy likes Jenny, and Jenny is going to tell Sue she's never again going to be her friend if she doesn't let Billy fall in love with her. And then pretty soon, Billy likes Megan, and so does Todd. And Todd and Billy talk about duking it out at the OK Swing set after graham crackers and juice. But instead, they fall asleep on their nap time mats. And when they wake up, it doesn't matter anyway, because now Megan is in love with Joe. Yes, love makes the world go round, and it can also make you dizzy and give you a headache. But what is really happening in these significant kindergarten relationships is that from these tenderest of ages, kids are learning from all of us that love gives you someone to belong to. Going around loose and unclaimed in the world and on the playground is about as much fun as having your nightlight burn out. On the internet, you can find a lot of kids' first impressions about love, such as this one by Arnold, who is 10. Kids in love are a lot like puppy dogs, he says, except dogs don't wag their tails nearly as much. Dave, who is 8, says, lovers hold hands a lot because they want to make sure their rings don't fall off, since they paid good money for them. Roger, who is 9, says, falling in love is like an avalanche where you have to run for your life. And Harlan, who is 8, has it all figured out. He says, no one is sure why love happens, but I heard it has something to do with how you smell. That's why perfume and deodorant are so popular. But as for why it all is, Robbie, who is 8, knows for sure. He says, Cupid kissed God, and that got the ball rolling. I'm glad I learned all this. To tell you the truth, it's really cleared things up for me, and to think, all I had to do was to consult the experts.
Shelley Fraser-Mickel's latest book is a novel called The Turning Hour.